StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.
And now it's time for StoryCorps Orlando. Alice McMahon tells friend Ann Domasek about her childhood experience of surviving a 1946 plane crash in the Swiss Alps.
Alice, you've lived an extraordinary life. You were the last remaining survivor of a plane crash on a glacier in the Swiss Alps in 1946. Can you tell me about the events that led you, an 11-year-old child, to be in Europe after World War II and then to be on that plane?
My father was a career army officer and had been in Europe for fighting in the Second World War. And my mother and I were on the first group of American dependents who came to Europe after the end of the war to join their loved ones. It was very joyous, and yet at the same time, in all of these train stations that we stopped at, there was very little left of the station because of the bombing. At that time, it was very difficult to travel in Europe because public transportation was non-existent. So military dependents were allowed to fly on military planes and trains. We were going to go by boat out of Livorno, Leghorn, Italy, back to the United States. And that's what took us to Munich, Germany on the 19th of November in 1946 to get on an airplane to go join the boat and go home.
What happened when you took off on that flight?
The first time that we took off, we got a little ways out and found out that the de-icer did not work on one of the engines. And so we went back to Munich and they fixed it there.
And so once you were up in the air, finally flying, what happened next?
We were out a ways, and then all of a sudden the plane started going up and down and sideways. And I'd never flown before. I didn't know what it was. And then all of a sudden, there was a great crash. All of the seats that we were seated in came unhooked from the floor, and they were flying, and people were flying in every direction. And then there was silence. And the first thing that I heard was my father saying, "Alice Mary, are you all right?"
And you were all right.
Yes, I was, but I was the fortunate one. There were a lot of people who were not all right. The pilot, Captain Ralph Tate, came out of the pilot's area with his face covered with blood. He had hit the windshield, and you could see his scalp. He just, you know, people were under chairs, and chairs were on top of people, and people were on top of each other. And the first thing that they did was to try and assess the extent of the injuries to other people. We were very fortunate. We had as a last-minute addition to the passengers, George Harvey, who was a civilian employee of the government, who had some pre-med training.
That was the first of many miracles that
yes,
happened.
Indeed it was.
One of the other ones was that the radio worked.
Yes, and that was the first thing that Captain Tate was concerned about after assessing, making sure everybody was alive. They immediately made contact with a base in France and put out the SOSs. The crew decided that they would open the parachutes, which fortunately we had. And in those days, parachutes were made of pure silk. And as night came, we all wrapped ourselves up in those silk parachutes and sort of huddled together like a bunch of little puppies to try and keep warm.
So on the fourth day, you gave one last try.
Yes. They decided that they would use the last little bit of battery power that remained on the radio to turn it on and keep it on as long as there was power so that hopefully they could get out in the world. They could get a fix by triangulating with other stations and find out where we actually were. And it worked.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's my understanding that Lieutenant Matthews was reading the Bible.
Yes.
And had opened it up.
That afternoon, he opened the Bible and someone said, "Well, read us what you're reading. And it was one of the Psalms, and it started,
I will lift mine eyes up to the hills from whence cometh my help.
And it did. Soon after that, a plane went over, and it was very close. And the military guys recognized it as a plane from our base in Vienna. And they sent down flares to indicate that they saw us, and we sent up flares that they had the right people, and we knew that we were going to get out of there.
Alice McMahon and Ann Domasek from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Orlando, produced locally by Juan Gualda at WMFE. Find details and more stories at WMFE.org.
StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.